2 years ago I bought this place, and it's a rental.
Libby Gage stands by the electric meters outside a house she owns and rents to college students. It's in Bellefonte, across the street from Talleyrand Park.
Here are the dreaded electric meters. I don't really even know how to read these.
Gage is just one of the many Pennsylvanians who were broadsided by extremely high electricity bills this winter. She says her electric bills for the rental house usually add up to around $250. After the polar vortex, the number was around $1,600.
It's just insane. This is all for 1 month of usage.
Gage switched from her default provider last year to Ethical Electric, which sells renewable energy from wind and solar farms. She says everything changed when her contract went from an introductory fixed rate to a variable rate in December. She says her rate went from around 6 cents to 14.9 cents per kilowatt hour over the span of 2 months, and other charges to the tune of several hundred dollars appeared on her bills.
Something is so very fishy about this. Like, why?
So that's the question. Why did prices go up so much? Have power suppliers taken advantage of their variable rate customers? Or was it really just that cold?
It was absolutely colder than it has been in a long time. And not just in Pennsylvania, but we had widespread cold across the entire country.
That's Tom Matzey. He's the CEO of Ethical Electric, Gage's energy provider, the one that sent her the huge bills. Matzey says the cold weather meant his customers used more electricity during this time, up to 6 to 7 times more than usual. And due to demand, the wholesale price of electricity hit record highs. He says Ethical Electric had to pay around 30 cents per kilowatt hour for energy across Pennsylvania.
I just couldn't in good conscience raise prices that high for our customers. We took a significant chunk of those costs as a loss, and we're financing them and spreading it out over a year or more, and that's been very expensive and very difficult for us.
And energy experts say that dependency on natural gas for electricity generation is also to blame. While natural gas has brought energy prices down on the whole, it makes prices more volatile. Because natural gas is used as a heating fuel, demand is especially high when it's cold. So, high demand raised the prices for natural gas this winter, which in turn raised the price for all power. That's because the wholesale price of energy is determined by the most expensive power plant that's turned on to meet demands, which, this winter, was always a natural gas-fueled plant. Prices were so high, the operator of the power grid that serves Pennsylvania allowed participants to sell electricity beyond the $1,000 per megawatt hour price cap for the very first time.
I'm very worried right now that the shift towards natural gas could actually be a threat to our economy in the future.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission says they're still investigating, but so far they have not found signs of market manipulation. Matzey says he's concerned the actual design of the energy market is unfair and that what happened in January could happen again. He says those who own natural gas reserves and pipelines could see huge windfalls while customers suffer.
I suspect somewhere there's somebody driving a Ferrari because of people's high power bills this winter.
Matzey says while his company absorbed some of the price spike, he can't speak for what other companies did. Seth Bloomsack, an associate professor in Penn State's Department of Energy and Mineral Engineering, says companies can charge what they want, short of gouging, because of deregulation in recent years.
Companies make their own decisions about how they are or are not going to pass costs on to their consumers, then consumers can decide whether or not they like the things that their generation supplier did.
Unfortunately, we don't have any type of jurisdiction over the price that they charge, so we can't dictate what their profitability is and what they need to do as far as a business decision.
Jennifer Coker is a spokesperson for Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. She says the PUC is working to introduce new regulations to protect customers from what happened last winter. One proposed change is to shorten the wait to switch providers to just 3 business days. Coker says they also want to make disclosure statements easier to understand and more uniform.
What we also have done along the way is update PA Power Switch so that people could get a little more information as to what they are signing up for.
Coker is referring to papowerswitch.com, the PUC-run website that allows customers to shop for their energy provider. If you felt lucky, you stuck with your default electricity provider, or if you're one of the thousands who recently switched back, you may not be completely off the hook. Customers of West Penn, the default provider in State College, are about to see their rate go up. West Penn's fixed rate is more like a regulated rate, subject to change every quarter. As a default provider, West Penn charges customers exactly what it costs to provide power. So if your default provider spent more than it charged you, they can request a rate adjustment, which West Penn did late this month.
We did have higher costs in January than what we projected, and that will be reflected in our price for the months of June, July, and August.
Charles Fulham is Director of Rates and Regulatory Affairs for Pennsylvania at First Energy, West Penn's parent company. Fulham says he expects West Penn will fully recover what it did lose in January with a proposed rate hike to 7.47 cents from the current 4.9 cents per kilowatt hour. That may not seem like much. West Penn wasn't hit nearly as hard when wholesale energy prices went up because only 10% of its supply is from the variable wholesale market. But Fulham points out with an open electricity market, current West Penn customers can avoid the rate increase altogether.
Anybody who's listening today could switch to a new supplier before the June rates become effective.
Not all customers decide on an electricity supplier based solely on the bottom line. Libby Gage from Bellefonte says she didn't sign on with Ethical Electric to save money, but because she likes the idea of supporting renewable Pennsylvania-generated energy.
I want to use renewable energy, but I can't afford an $800 electric bill either.
Gage is hedging her bets. She's moved to a fixed-rate provider for her rental. But she didn't cut ties with Ethical Electric altogether. After a company representative worked with her to reduce her much higher-than-average bills, she decided to stay on with Ethical Electric at home. She says she's going to give renewable energy another chance. I'm Kate Lau-Schaffner, WPSU.